What's up, guys? CrackerGuy124 here for another podcast. And this is the match between DC and MI. Tomorrow, I will be doing a collab with Vicky Christianen for Around the Outside. He will be linked in the description somewhere below. He's got a really good podcast channel, and he talks about football, cricket, and Formula One. So if you're interested in any of those things, please check him out. He'll be in the description of this episode. And yeah, I'll be doing a podcast with him about the CSK RR game, which is very interesting. And as a CSK fan, I'm really sad. But yeah, on with this match anyway. So this match was DC Mumbai. So Mumbai are batting first. Mumbai normally have good opening stands. Rohit Sharma and Quinton de Kock, probably two of the best T20 openers in the world right now. Rohit Sharma got 7 of 10, Quinton de Kock 19 of 18. Suryakumar Yadav showed glimpses of his red hot form that we saw earlier this year, 33 of 26. Saurabh Tiwari 15 of 18, Kieran Pollard 6 of 9, Hardik Pandya 17 of 18, Kunal Pandya 13 of 15, Nathan Courtenail 1 of 2, Jayant Yadav 11 of 4, and Jasprit Bumrah 1 of 1. So really bad batting performance, a side like Mumbai who are just fighting for their place in the playoffs. But yeah, 129, like it's Sharjah. These scores have been defended, and Mumbai have a good batting line. Bowling side, sorry. So they still had a good chance at this point, in my opinion. And then Delhi. The openers have been really good in the India phase of the IPL, but not so good in the UAE phase. So we saw 6 of 7, Shikhar Dhawan 8 of 7, thanks to a terrific run out by Kieran Pollard. Steve Smith 9 of 8, he just got bowled clean. He just shuffles across, exposes his leg stump, just does a bit and hits off stump. Rishabh Pant, who looked very dangerous, and he was basically the last hope along with Shreyasaiyar. But then it goes straight to Akshar Patel, Shubman Hetmyer. You can't really leave like 70 odd runs in their hands, so you can't really do that. It was probably 90 at the time. So Rishabh and Shreyasaiyar are always under pressure to score like 50, 100 runs between them. That's what they did. Rishabh Pant, who was looking really dangerous, got caught. 26 of 22, good innings. Shreyasaiyar with like the anchor innings, really good innings. They didn't even need a high net run rate. He scored a runnable 33. Same that Mumbai only scored 129. It's pretty much a runner ball, so they only needed a runner ball. So, after the runner ball, the Akshar Patel, who got a runner ball 9, Shubman Hetmyer, who had some fireworks, and then 15 of 8, and Ashwin with a very important partnership with Shreyasaiyar. 22 of 21 from Ashwin. Really good, really good, really good for the last partnership. And 6 wickets down, so fairly close game, went down to the last over. And DC won by 4 wickets. So yeah. Mumbai have no control over if they qualify or not. They still can mathematically, but they need like Team X to lose and Team Y to win this. They lost control if they qualify or not. They still can qualify, but yeah. So, my opinion, player of the pod. This is going to be a tricky one. Let me just check real quick. Refresh my memory. I'm going to give it to Avish Khan. I know he's been, like, really good this IPL. Close to the bubble cap, etc, etc. But he's just been good. Getting Mumbai, a really strong batting side, to 129. Bowling really well. Giving his team a good chance. And then giving them, like, a really good sorry. I repeat myself there. Yeah. He's really good. Avish Khan. Really good youngster. bowled with an economy of 3.75, 3 wickets, 4 overs. It's just amazing. Closely followed behind Shreyas Iyer and Rishabh Pant, because they scored important innings with a fired up Mumbai bowling lineup and some like a hard situation. So yeah, I will catch you guys tomorrow with a podcast with Round the Outside, aka Vicky Krishnan. And yeah, thank you guys for listening, and I'll see you tomorrow for an interesting podcast. Bye!